Songs you can sing along to on 4CC. Just love that, Ugly Kid Joe. It's 19 to 9. He's on the road. He's been very, very busy. He's the state member for Gladstone, Minister Glenn Butcher. Hello, Butch.
Hey, g'day, Hammo. How are you, mate?
Oh, good. You're off to Bundy today.
Yeah, we're heading to Bundy today, mate. We're on still doing the post-budget travel for my portfolio as minister. So, it's off to Bundy today. We're just announcing the $30 million that we've got in the budget to start the early work. So a lot of people said that nothing's happening. $30 million bucks out of something. There's actually plenty going on. So
That's for Paradise Dam, eh?
It is, mate. Yeah, Paradise Dam. We're getting on with the early work. So not a lot of people understand how big a project this is. We've got to actually get to the point, too, where we've got to look at the road network and all those sort of things. So that's what this announcement is today. We've got a contractor that's going to have a look at the road network just to make sure that when all the big trucks and all the concrete and all the rest of it that's heading to Paradise is a safe road, and not only that, but long-lasting for the people who are affected by all the stuff that will be happening over the next 3 or 4 years.
Now, mate, this is not just a localised thing because it's happening right across Queensland at the moment. But there's another wave of COVID which is starting to hit people, and particularly around CQ,
yeah. Yeah, the numbers are really getting up there. Even my wife, Teresa, g'day Teresa, I see her too often. She was telling me yesterday, like, 3 people cancelled their appointments at the chiropractor yesterday. So that's just one little business that's had 3 people pull out because they've got COVID. So, and hearing over the weekend, quite a few people around, personal friends and that, have got it as well. So, yeah, just be mindful that it is still out there. A lot of people are getting really sick. Good mate of mine, Matty Rogers, his dad, Buck, is in hospital really crook with it. So, it is getting still out there and people are still ending up in hospital with it. So just be mindful of that if you're out and about, and I keep telling people, and I do it as well, make sure if you don't feel like you're in a safe space and there's people around coughing and that, don't be afraid to put your mask back on. Like, you can, there's nothing stopping you. We know how safe everyone was while we had masks on. So it's, they do work. But now it's just a matter of, if you're not feeling 100%, you can put it on. The minister said that we're not going to mandate to put it back on at this point for those people, not to freak out. It's just up to you. If you feel as if you want to put one on, just do it.
Yeah. And something that could happen, though, the mask mandate, do you think, Butch, maybe, depending on what happens?
All depends, Tam. I think, with 95% of people vaccinated now across the state and most people either having it or had it, I think it's rare and unlikely. And the health officer and the chief health officer has sort of put that to rest the last couple of days.
Okay, good.
But at the end of the day, there may be some settings. We've got some pretty vulnerable people out in our communities, particularly the old and the sick. They're still obviously got some mandates set up on them. But I think you'll find more will be relaxed over the next few months rather than ramped up.
Yeah, we're probably getting a little bit lazy too, mate. I know I've been guilty of it as well. And when COVID was in its full swing, we were constantly cleaning our hands and wiping down benches, and we're probably getting a little bit slack doing that now, and we should probably just remember, hey, we probably should do it because we don't want to go into a lockdown like we had a couple of years ago.
No, and it's not just COVID, mate. I think a lot of people, took a big, deep breath of fresh air and got, thank goodness, that's all over. But now, obviously, the flu's around. We've got influenza type A, which is, seen some really sick people from that as well, more so than COVID. So you've got not only COVID re-ramping back up, you've got the flu back in our communities. And it's just those simple things. We talked about this two years ago. Before you put something in your mouth, make sure you wash your hands. If you're in crowded areas and not feeling safe, put a mask on. And you'll do pretty well. But there's a few sick people out in our community, and if you're listening to this and you're not feeling well, hopefully you get better soon, because it's not the best thing to go through, from what I've heard. And touch wood, I haven't had it yet myself, which is a blessing, I guess.
Yeah, me too. Touch wood. You watch what happens. Yeah, Butch. Put the mocker on us. Hey, look, there was some funding which was announced too with a couple of our high schools. We have touched on this before, but look, it's great news that the two schools involved here are very happy.
Yeah, absolutely. The Gladstone State High School, and I went up there with the Education Minister about 6 months ago and showed her the Emmanuel Arts Building up there, and to say it was embarrassing would be an understatement. And just show the first hand, you know, what our kids, and we're trying to produce tradies and, you know, industry young workers here in Gladstone, you know, the standard that they had to not only learn now but into the future just wasn't there. So, which is good, great seeing that. So we're gonna invest nearly $18 million into that school, over getting some new classrooms and obviously in the manual arts building and science building, you know, the hydrogen training rooms that they'll have there. So yeah, really exciting for Gladstone State High School. And then on top of that, we also getting close to, you know, over the $10 million for Tallulah State High School. They'll be getting a performing arts centre there, which is absolutely fabulous for that school. They've been looking for this for a long time. It's been the number one thing on their infrastructure priority list, so that was good to announce that as well. And then the last one, as we know, Central State School, one of our oldest schools in Gladstone, they're getting just over $5 million to build a new hall, so that's exciting for those kids at that school as well.
Yeah, good. Okay, mate, well, I know you're busy, you're on the road, we'll catch up soon. Thanks for joining us once again this morning, mate.
Thanks, Amo. All good, mate.
And don't forget to touch wood.
That's right. Exactly.
See you, Butch. Thank you.
See you, mate.
State Bye. Member for Gladstone there, Minister Glenn Butcher on 4CC.